Listening Library presents Saving Marty, read by the author, Paul Griffin, with vocals by Sarah Whalen. For Mom and Dad. Part 1. Fall. Chapter 1. California Dreaming. The day Marty came into my life started normally enough. Paloma Lee and I met up before school in the courtyard and strummed our guitars. This was a month into sixth grade, the first Friday of October. Pal's guitar was covered in stickers. One was a Smurf playing a guitar. She had long, loopy black hair and shiny black eyes. Not the Smurf, Paloma. She'd sewn tiny bells to the cuffs of her jeans, and every time she tapped her foot, she jingled. The wash-off tattoo on the back of her hand said, "The dream is the only thing that's real." If you go by that height-weight chart in the nurse's office, Pal was big for her age. If you ask me, she was perfect. Her size matched her spirit. I was big, too, at least size-wise. 6'2" and 250 pounds isn't even on the chart when you're 11. Everybody kept begging me to try out for football. "Rezo, you'd be a killer," they said. But I had zero interest in killing anybody. I didn't think I'd like getting killed a whole bunch either. Lorenzo Ventura, look me in the